Christmas time to come in, Christmas time to come in, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's a calling, tall pines are humming when Christmas time's coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing, joy to all, hear them singing, when it's snowing I'll be going back to my country home.
Christmas time is certainly coming. You know, it's been the tradition for many years to play that song shortly after Thanksgiving. This year, I think we waited a few days, but Christmas time is certainly coming. And we have a special week-long series of broadcasts and teaching that we hope will not only help usher in the Advent season, because maybe some of you aren't even aware we're in the midst of Advent now, and we're counting down towards Christmas 9 days away. So hopefully this week of teaching and conversations and sharing is going to be just what God has ordered up for you as we revel in the fact that the Lord Jesus' return is pending, but we celebrate during this time of year that he was born, that he came, Emmanuel, God with us. And so we're going to have a special series of conversations, and it's going to center around someone that maybe many of you are familiar with, the works of Andrew Peterson and his series Behold the Lamb. He's been doing that, Jason, for how many years?
20 years.
20 years with a variety of musicians, and it's a production, a Christian overview of the Bible through instrumentation, through singing, through sharing on stage. And so you're going to get a glimpse of this all week long, some of the music of Andrew Peterson and some of the passion behind why he's launched this, and then some teaching as Pastor Jason wants to share with some Advent thoughts. So maybe, Jason, in lieu of this whole week series that's going to tie together the ministry work of Andrew Peterson and some thoughts, how about praying us all up and helping us all maybe understand this whole Advent season?
Of course. Father God, we thank you for the opportunity to talk to you. Father, we thank you that you love us so much that you sent your Son, your one and only Son, Jesus, to come into this world, to come from divinity into poverty, to die upon the cross, and to shed his blood for the forgiveness of our sins. Father, we thank you that you gave us the greatest gift in a season where we see so many different kinds of gifts. You gave the greatest gift that any one of us could receive. And Father, the only thing that we need to do to receive it is to repent and to call up him Lord, to call him Savior. And so, Father, we just pray right now that through these series of programs, that not only would we find ourselves celebrating the coming of Christ, but Father, that we would find Christ coming again into our hearts and into our minds in such a way that our desires and our passions are renewed for him. Father, we thank you for the opportunity and the honor to praise you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To our Behold the Lamb series. As Mark has already introduced, Behold the Lamb is not just an album by Andrew Peterson. It's also a live show, a concert. It's an Advent event shared by churches and families really across the country over the last 20 years. I know it's a rich Advent tradition for my family. My three-year-old has been singing these songs around the house over the past few weeks. We just got back from Nashville from the live show this weekend, and it truly is a wonderful event. More than 20 years ago, it was born, inspired by Andrew Peterson when he was struck with an idea that he just couldn't ignore. And this idea was, what if there was a Christmas concert that was only about Jesus? What if it sounded like the music that I listened to the rest of the year? And so the main inspiration for Behold the Lamb came when Andrew Peterson was 19 years old. He was a Bible college student in Florida. And in his book, he's quoted as saying, "One day I was sitting in an Old Testament survey course, and the professor mentioned that the whole Old Testament, whether in theophany, prophecy, theme, or foreshadowing, was a telling the story of Jesus. He said, I grew up a pastor's kid, listening to 1,000 of my dad's sermons, but I never heard that before. It was like God wrote a concept album and called it the Bible." You know, I've had this experience myself when my father was a Sunday school teacher. I remember him printing out a genealogy on a large sheet of paper for his class. I was a young kid at that point and started to get this idea that it's all tied together, that God works through a family and a nation. And this is a similar concept that you'll see through the songs of Behold the Lamb. From this inspiration over those next years in the early 2000s, Andrew Peterson reached out to a number of his musician friends, and they put together an independently released, it wasn't picked up by a label at that point, 12 songs that make up the Behold the Lamb of God album. And it led to a yearly tour that's a dozen, maybe 15 dates, has included in the past a stop in Champaign, a few shows in Nashville, and then the most of the rest around the southern United States. Peterson also said, "Whatever the rest of the year looks like, we come back together on the road and we sing these same songs again. It's created this unintentional liturgy of our lives for two decades, and it recenters me again and again on what got me into this in the first place, which is that God put on flesh and dwelt among us." It's interesting that when Behold the Lamb of God started, it didn't have a song titled Behold the Lamb of God like it does now, which is kind of the apex of the show and of the album. Peterson said it was like taking off in an airplane and frantically assembling the landing gear at 20,000 feet. But they did eventually add a song called Behold the Lamb of God. Peterson wrote the lyrics, and Laura Story, another name you might know, was traveling with them at the time as the bass player and sat down with his lyrics and in 10 minutes wrote the melody that's still sung every year. And in fact, when they re-released this with Centricity this year, they added some verses to Behold the Lamb as well to continue to build out that story. Over these past 20 years, there's been a number of different musicians that have joined the show on the road and in Nashville, names you might know like Phil Keggy and Fernanda Ortega, Ron Block, which those in this area, Champaign area, might know him as Allison Krause's banjo guitar player, Andy Golahorn and Jill Phillips, Mark Martell from down here, Sierra Hole, mandolin player, Buddy Green, harmonica player, Jeff Taylor, really some of Nashville's best. And having been in Nashville recently and seen all of these musicians together, they've been on the road for a couple weeks together, you can tell that they really function like a family. Tremendous camaraderie centered around the story. Again, accomplished musicians, but you can see them kind of set down their own solo acts, their ego, and join around. It looks a lot like the church, where we set down our individuality and we join together because of Christ. And I really observed that, seeing them play live together. Also from Andrew Peterson's book, here's another quote that he says about the tour. "Behold the Lamb of God has been such a gift. Not only did the Christmas tour carry our family through some really lean years, not only did it reset my heart's compass to the true north of the gospel, it also gave me the great gift of friendship. Each year we bring out a little slice of this sweet community of artists and musicians who genuinely love Jesus, and we tell his story. Our kids have never known a December where their papa was home. We miss plays and church concerts and Christmas parties. I miss my wife and kids when we're on the road, and I know they miss me. But it is so very clear that this tour is a calling. It's also a reminder that God sometimes gives us exactly what asked for and then some." Mm-hmm. Over the next 5 days, it'll be our pleasure to introduce you, the Great News Radio listener, to Andrew Peterson's Behold the Lamb of God. Laura Story, who authored the title track, said this: "All creations are revealing his majesty. We're invited to join all nature in manifold witness to his great faithfulness. Since creation is going to declare it either way, we might as well jump in with our off-key voices and half-finished songs and join the chorus. To that I say amen." Among other things, Behold the Lamb of God is a story. Pastor Jason, why are stories so important?
Well, stories are important affairs. Stories frame our lives. They talk about what it is that we desire, what it is we love, what it is we struggle with, the seasons we've been through, where we've been, and they frame where we're going. The importance of telling stories is important. There's a quote, it's an anonymous quote that I love, and it says this: "If you want someone to know the truth, teach them the truth. If you want someone to love the truth, tell them a story. Now, the Jewish tradition in which the Hebrew Bible comes out of, the Old Testament, is rooted in stories. In fact, when God decided to reveal himself to his people through his written word, through the writers and authors of the Bible, he did so through stories. When Jesus walked amongst us, Jesus said there was a man and a son. A man went out to plow a field. Jesus talked about kings and rulers and people and peasants. He told stories. If you want someone to know the truth, teach them the truth. But Jesus wanted them to love the truth, so he told them stories. You know, so often we tell our children stories. In fact, you know, if we're good parents, I think, we sit down and we nestle down. And Christmas tradition at my house is we've got a bunch of books. We collect a book every year, and they're underneath the Christmas tree. We pick out books, and we read stories together. And a lot of the stories that are in some of those books under the Christmas tree, because there's a myriad of different books, begin with things like Once Upon a Time. In fact, Grimm's fairy tales use this as a device to teach truths through stories, to teach moral truths to children through stories. See, but as Christians, we have this kind of story that's bigger. It transcends all of these kind of moral truths, and it hedges, kind of sits upon the truth. See, we love to tell our kids stories, stories that begin with things like Once Upon a Time. But I wonder why the stories of the people of God don't instead begin with, "In the beginning God began." And the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we have seen His glory, the glory of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Stories that begin with, "First God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life." Stories that emphasize, "I'm sure of this, that He who began a good work in you." Stories that tell our children, "Oh death, where is your victory? Because the last enemy to be destroyed is death." See, we're not just the people who want to know the truth. We're the people who love the truth. And because we love the truth, we want others to love the truth, because God so loved us that He gave us the truth. This is why the Bible is a book of stories, and this is why the Bible commands us to gather our children, our grandchildren, our spiritual children, our neighbors and our friends, all those around us, so that we can tell them the greatest story ever. The Old Testament highlights this in Deuteronomy chapter 6, beginning in verse 4. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might." This is the Shema. This is the thing that Orthodox observant Jews will say three times a day as they pray. "And these are the words that I command you today, and they shall be upon your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children. You shall talk about them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the road, and when you lie down, and when you rise, all the time. You shall bind them as a sign on your hands, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." When the Bible says that you shall teach it diligently, the word picture that you get in the original Hebrew is putting your hand upon your child and applying pressure and not lifting that hand. Because so important is God and the story of God that we continually impress it upon our children. We continually talk about that with them. And where do we do that? When we lie down, when we get up, when we walk along the road, when we rise in the morning. Because every day is an opportunity to praise God and to tell His story. In fact, so important is this to Deuteronomy that later in chapter 6 and verse 20 it says this: "And when your son asks you in a time to come..." Now, why would your son ask you? Because you have been pressing upon him this story. He is beginning to have eyes to see God around him all the time. And so he begins to ask you questions. "When your son asks you in time to come, what is the meaning of the testimonies and the statutes and the rules that the Lord our God has commanded you? Then you shall say to your son..." And you begin to tell him the story. The old, old story. You see, Christmas is a time to gather. It's a time to share stories. It's fellowship and it's family. And the first song that we're going to listen to a little bit later from Andrew Peterson's Behold the Lamb of God is "Gather Round Ye Children Come." It's a song that calls people to come together, to gather, to consider the truth of this story, to fall in love with its author and with the story, because He loves each and every one of you. You see, this isn't just a story, friend. This is your story. Your story, that an infant born of glory, a brave little boy who is God and made himself nothing, so that you might know him and his great love. Friends, it's the most important story ever told. We want to begin as all the live shows begin, and that's with a reading from the Jesus Storybook Bible by Sally Lloyd-Jones.
The Bible isn't a book of rules or a book of heroes. The Bible is most of all a story. It's an adventure story about a young hero who comes from a far country to win back his lost treasure. It's a love story about a brave prince who leaves his palace, his throne, everything, to rescue the one he loves. It's like the most wonderful of fairy tales that has come true in real life, and it takes the whole Bible to tell this story. And at the center of the story, there's a baby. Every story in the Bible whispers his name. He is like the missing piece in the puzzle, the piece that makes all other pieces fit together, and suddenly you can see a beautiful picture.
Gather round, ye children, come, listen to the old, old story of the power of death undone by an infant born of glory, Son of God, Son of Man. So gather round, remember now how creation held its breath, how it let out a sigh and filled up the sky with the angels, Son of God. But he made himself nothing. Well, he gave up his pride and he came here to die like a man. Therefore, God exalted him to the place of highest praises, and he gave him a name above every name, that in the very name of Jesus, Son of God, we would sing out with joy for the brave little boy who was God, but he made himself nothing. Well, he gave up his pride and he came here to die like a man. So in heaven and earth and below, every knee would bow and worship. Every tongue would proclaim that Jesus, he reigns with the angels. So sing out with joy for the brave little boy who was God, but he made himself nothing. He gave up his pride and he came here to die like a man. So gather round, children, come, listen to the old, old story of the power of death undone by an infant born of glory, Son of God, Son of Man.
Who will you gather to listen to the old, old story of the power of death undone by an infant born of glory, Son of God, Son of Man? How creation held its breath, how it let out a sigh, and it filled up the sky with the angels, the Son of God, the Son of Man.
Philippians 2, 1 through 11 says this: so if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed upon him a name that is above every name, so that the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. Amen.
Amen and amen. What great verses, Brent. Thanks for sharing and helping co-host this program. Thank you, Pastor Jason Schiffo, for your teaching and devotional thought. Thank you, Andrew Peterson, for inspiring these lyrics. This Behold the Lamb of God production that has ministered to thousands, tens of thousands, these 20-plus years. Wow, what a great start to a week, as we'll feature the music ministry of Andrew Peterson through his CD, Behold the Lamb of God. And I trust if you stay with us all week long, you'll be very blessed. If you missed a portion of today's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Closing out with the words from John 1:29. The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Dear one, that Lamb of God is the Lord Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. Turn to him today as he loves you, he cares for you, and he is your Savior. If you have any questions about who Jesus Christ is and how to accept him as the Savior of the world, to live in your heart and to secure an eternity with Father God who loves you, you can call 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM. It's a free call, and there's great folks that will answer any and all your questions about the Christian faith, following Jesus, can the Bible be trusted, who is God, and help make this the most special Christmas season you've ever experienced. We'll close out with O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, the fifth song on this CD, Behold the Lamb of God by Andrew Peterson. As all week long, we'll use it as our introduction and close out these special times during this special edition of Mark and Friends. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Pastor Jason Schiffo, and Brent Young with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.